Hi guys, Barry Crook from the Chong Geek One. Today I'd like to look at zero tolerance policies that our schools have in place, both primary and high schools. I think zero tolerance policies seem like an effective disciplinary method on the surface. But if we dig a little deeper, we may reveal a system that's fraught with potential issues and negative impacts for the students. In fact, it may be time that schools take a second look at the zero tolerance policies to determine whether there's a better way to maintain order whilst continuing to give students the education that they need to succeed in their lives. At the Chong Geek One, our philosophy has always been that we prepare not only adults but children for the worst case scenarios such as bullying. And one of the most unhelpful and confusing things to children these days is the issue of the zero tolerance policy, especially within schools. I think it's because this policy is designed to help the victims of bullying, but it actually helps the bullies by tying the hands of the children who abide by the policy. Because the zero tolerance policies generally tell the children that if they push or grab or strike another person or anything associated with bullying, then they are the ones who will get into trouble and get detention or be suspended and so on. The purpose of the policy is a good one, that's not in doubt, because it's hoped that the bullies will be discouraged from harassing or picking on other people. But we all know bullies don't tend to adhere to rules or policies, and they often do things covertly, such as teasing and name calling, etc. And over time, the victims then become conditioned that they shouldn't react to bullies, because if they do, they're the ones who will get in trouble. So now, the child's developed a victim mentality, and they've been trained not to respond to bullies, because they have to adhere to this school policy, and then they fear defending themselves because of the trouble that they'll get into, not only from school, but also from home, because home and family normally reinforce the policies and directives of the school. So this then leads the child to believe that if they stand up to bullies, then they're going to get in trouble not only in school, but also at home. And so they won't stand up for themselves and they won't defend themselves. So at the Chong Geek One, we constantly reinforce to our students that regardless of any policy, they always have our total support to stand up for themselves against any bullying that they receive. And we educate the students to learn skills that don't always have to result in self-defense that uses strikes, but there may be the opportunity to subdue or restrain the bully in a non-violent way until a teacher arrives. And if verbal de-escalation is being exhausted and they're still being attacked, then striking back is advised, but only when there's no other option available. And I always encourage my own children as well as my students to always listen, pay attention, study and work hard at school, doing what the teachers ask of them, and to always report bullying back to any teachers, whether it's verbal or physical. But I also remind them that they have a right to be safe and unharmed whilst at school. So if they're attacked physically and have no other option, then they must defend themselves. And it's reinforced that the skills that they learn aren't for hurting people. And if they're not necessary, then don't use them. If you can walk away, if you can get away, de-escalate, and then go and inform a teacher, then do so. That works out best for everybody. But we keep it simple, so that the children only have to learn three principles when it comes to bullying, and that is if they can de-escalate and get away from harm safely and then go and tell a teacher, then everybody wins. If they're verbally attacked, then move away, try to get away, try to get someone's attention, and then inform the teacher. But lastly, if they're physically attacked, then they have a right to defend themselves. Firstly, if they can, via restraint or pinning of some kind whilst getting attention to themselves, so a teacher comes over and trying to de-escalate. And if that's not possible, then moving into physical defense, such as striking and kicking. So I think we all agree that the concept of a zero tolerance policy is a good one, because it's designed to stop bullying. But I think we can see that the way it's currently set up is that it seems to be actually tying the hands of the children who are sticking to the policies. So I think we may just need to look at how to re-implement that policy so that it actually becomes more effective and has a more proactive role in stamping out bullying in our schools. So if you have any comments or questions, leave them below. And if not, I'll see you on the next one. Take care.